Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
This is a podcast from the South China Morning Post.
Hi everyone, welcome back to a new episode of Inside China Tech. I'm Zhen Su, a technology reporter with the South China Morning Post. Last you heard from me, I was in Singapore. And I had the chance while I was there to speak to Ying Jin, who is the president of Lazada Group. So Lazada, if you don't know what that is a Southeast Asian e-commerce platform. It is owned by Alibaba, so usual disclaimer, the South China Morning Post is also owned by Alibaba. On this episode, we discuss Southeast Asian e-commerce. We talk about whether or not using live streaming that has taken off really well in China would work as well in Southeast Asia in helping users to engage with sellers. We discuss whether or not there are any unique characteristics of the Southeast Asian market that could also be exported to China. We also talk about mobile payments, as well as some of the challenges that Southeast Asia faces in general when it comes to general e-commerce. It's a really interesting conversation. Let's get into it. So Ying Jin, thanks for coming on to our Inside China Tech podcast. Tell us, what exactly is Lazada?
So Lazada, we're the number one e-commerce platform in Southeast Asia, and we operate in six different markets in Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, Vietnam, Philippines, and Indonesia. And the company we founded in 2012. It's been 7 years of journey, and one thing that we differentiate ourselves is we focus on local talent because as we know, the market of e-commerce landscape in Southeast Asia is very diverse and also varies by culture, religions, and languages. So that's why we firmly believe having an ecosystem, having a businesses that fully understand the local market needs, it's extremely important. So with that being said, Alibaba, as a company, I think the key milestone since the integration into Lazada system is we did a system migration called Project Voyager in the early 2018. So since then, we have fully equipped the Ali tech stack into Lazada businesses. So ever since, we are growing our business in a very fast pace. And also, towards the end of last year, 2018, we used several mega campaign known as the 11/11 and 12/12 to testify the business practices that we can fully leverage the ecosystem that Lazada built, which we receive a huge success.
Okay, so Alibaba has invested in Lazada since 2016. So since then, how have things changed for Lazada?
I would say in the following. First of all, we believe in empowerment, empowering the locals, the entrepreneurs in Southeast Asia. So going back to that thinking, our focus has been how do we empower the locals with the tools and services we create to empower them to becoming the next superheroes of Southeast Asia. So that has been our focuses, being more product solution oriented based. So this is something that has been focused. We created a set of tools in 2018 that we want to empower the sellers in Southeast Asia. They can run their own show on Lazada. So that's quite consistent with the approach that Alibaba run the business in China. And we believe that also should be the future and the opportunity how we're going to grow Southeast Asia is by empowering the SMEs in the region the young, ambitious entrepreneurs to run businesses become the next superstar.
What are some of the biggest challenges when it comes to e-commerce in Southeast Asia?
So in Southeast Asia, the few of the biggest challenges and differences between a more established landscape in China versus here is it's a very diverse market, and also the logistic challenges are quite different because we are in a country of islands, thousands of islands like in the Indo. So we don't really have a really well-established logistic landscape where compared to China or Europe or in the US. So this is one of the biggest pain point for shopping online in Southeast Asia. So with that, a second, of course, people will find different quality of products, variations when they try to search and get stuff online. So addressing the two key pain points, that's why we launched a new business format called LazMall to better address the two key pain points. But more importantly, how do we anchor and also emphasize more of the closed loop thinking where Lazada, we differentiate ourselves. So Lazada, we grow since 2012, not only as a transactional business platform, but more importantly, we heavily invested in logistics and networks. So as of today, 80% of the parcels that we created day to day are delivered, handled last mile by our own employee or our own network. Sorry. So that with that being said, go back to my pain points. What we do not only to empower our sellers and entrepreneur front end, but more importantly is to how do we help them to build the infrastructure of future commerce to unlock many of these opportunities that was being a pain point in the past. So these are the things that we felt like good quality of products, fulfillment challenges are the two things that we are constantly trying to refine and also optimize within Lazada.
So Lazada operates its own logistics fleet instead of working with partners?
When we say we use our own fleet, that means it's not partners. Like, for example, in Southeast Asia, it's not really courier. It's all Lazada folks. Yeah. Lazada Standard, we call them Lex, Lazada Express. So you're going to see some motorbikes travel around in Southeast Asia. Are mostly follow and conducted all the business practices and the business performance all managed by Lazada, our own standard. Instead of outsource to third party that who may have inconsistencies of performance.
So how is Lazada helping to empower sellers, you know, with technology and data to sell more of their products to consumers?
What I just touched on is really, I would so call the evolution of running businesses in Southeast Asia. First, when we look into the opportunity, is how do we empower the sellers and consumer? But the evolution is, which is this consumer also seeking for better quality products. So does you're seeing more and more inquiry coming from so-called the branded sellers. They want to run on the e-commerce platform. So to address it, there's a three key pain points that would Lazada, we create a unique opportunity or a solution that differentiate ourselves versus the others. We are putting together a solution addressing branding, marketing, and sales all together. As many of you may aware, in most cases, people address transactional things online. It's a norm. But less so, becoming more as a closed-loop, solution-based provider can also address their branding and marketing on behalf of the brand. Let me give you an example. So Lazada, we as a platform, we are the only place who provides tools, allow seller to decorate their stores to their own standard. So that's another thing, go back to my point. If you want to build your brand to fit to your standard, we, Lazada, do not provide you a unified solution, which makes a, say, emerging brand looks the same as like global brand or vice versa. So each of them had their own right and the way of being creative to build your own store to your own standard. Secondly, we also provide data tools to whoever runs the store, giving them real life data and insights, understand the people who visit their store, understand the opportunities they can unlock for the future. So this is what I so call, how do you use the data solution to connect the three key substance of a business together? How do you better address your branding? How do you better address your marketing activities? And how do you better address and learn from the sales you're getting via the data solution we provide to these sellers? Which is the thing I'm also announcing tomorrow.
So Lazada has recently introduced live streaming for, you know, for consumers, for customers to sort of engage with merchants. This is a very known model in China where lots of e-commerce platforms already do this. Do you think that live streaming will take off in Southeast Asia the same way that it has taken off in China?
One of the very promising trends in Southeast Asia, because we have a large share of young, ambitious consumer base in Southeast Asia. And these people are kind of born to the social era, where we also building a solution to the sellers. Because when we do live streaming, it's not the sake of just running a live streaming app inside of Lazada, but more building a like shoppertainment concept that where allows consumer here and not only for browsing, searching, but more exploring, more social related activities. But the content was not provided by Lazada. The content was provided by the entrepreneurs that are running their shops, like selling their product online. So that goes back to my earlier point. Without the Voyager Project Voyager program, it's nearly impossible for Lazada, we launch and kick out new initiative like this pace. This is just maybe the beginning of many of the things, not to say like, you know, do a lot of things migrate from China, but more we will have a very fast pace, focus more towards the local taste. Grow local taste, it's our key focus. So how do we embrace many of the up and coming latest trend for the consumer that we can launch it in a faster pace is really, I think, our key strength.
It seems that there are a lot of, you know, sort of specific features that are specific to China's model that are being imported to Southeast Asia. Do you think there are any features or characteristics of the Southeast Asia market that could equally be exported to China?
Yes, I can pick a few examples, but quite like the subtlety of this may not be as a maxis skill, like compared to where China bring over here. I can give you some, it's more like a, how do you call the, like, kind of like raise the bench of the quality of our internal system. I'll give you an example, translation. From the past, when we are not really doing like a big, like operation in Southeast Asia, we do a lot of the, you know, the auto translation to most of the mainstream, like English, French, but without knowing whether these translation, the quality of translation really yield good results. Unless you focus in a market like Southeast Asia, we engage with sellers and consumer every day by looking at the conversions, the engagement rate. So this is a perfect example. We actually provide the feedback to our translation algorithm team, because these are the team more like focus on the AI translation. They can convert the Chinese language into for localization.
So I understand that Lazada has both the Lazada platform and also Lazmall, where it's more, you know, brands and merchants that are on there instead of sort of third party sellers. Would you say that Lazmall is similar to Tmall?
The way to build Lazmall, it's about how do we use the super solutions to transform sellers and brand into super e-businesses. So these are the things how we differentiate Lastmo to the rest, because it's a very different business model. So think of us, we are a platform of like allowing entrepreneurship to come work on Lazada. Cross-border is very unique. We're trying to be the gateway for all over the world cross-border coming to Southeast Asia. But within local marketplace, seller has his own journey to transform from pure seller into brand. Because seller also want to grow. In the meantime, consumer also have their own demand. They sometimes will look for higher and more certain quality products. So that's how we differentiate. Because Lazada, in Southeast Asia, we have very unique identity. I usually do not put a direct translation say we are copying, or we felt like Lastmo is really just like Tmall. I think we are nowhere near that one year, but I think us, once again, it's about addressing the local taste. That's our first priority. And also, it's also it's a playground for young and ambitious entrepreneur. Regardless whether you're already a brand or you want to becoming a brand, that we want to empower you to become the future super e-businesses.
How closely intertwined do you think mobile payments are with e-commerce in Southeast Asia?
I may not be the right person to address, but I see mobile payment. There's a lot of like I addressed from the earlier comment. Southeast Asia, it's a very diverse market. When I say diverse, the readiness of the infrastructure varies big time. Where you see Singapore and Malaysia, mobile payment or the wallet adoption can be quite high. Where you compare in the Philippines, nearly 80 or 90% of the population don't even have bank account, for example. Then it's a very different readiness where you compare when you address the mobile payment readiness. So that's why it's getting to a stage you really have to segmentize the market.
Tell me about data analytics. Is Lazada supplying those tools to its merchants?
Yeah, we already have a business advisor tool to provide the real-time data to all the sellers that they can learn from the behavior of their customers or potential customers to take it as enough insightful information for them to improve and unlock new opportunities. This has been ongoing. So I think our ambition and our mission is to empower more people adapt and equipped to be data-driven operations. And I have a strong passion in this. We fully believe in Southeast Asia, we have enough young, ambitious entrepreneurs that are looking for the empowerment and they want to be the future superstar. But it's upon us to keep on doing what we do, keep on introducing the things to keep on lower the barrier of them for doing business online, people will grow.
What's a good example of a merchant using that kind of data to improve sales?
We have a very interesting showcase last year. So a few of those models in the Philippines, they were models and KOLs. But through the collaborative efforts between Lastmo team and them, we helped them launch and introduce new beauty brand, lipsticks, for them. So they soon became the fastest growing, if not the top three selling brand in the Philippines within a very short amount of time. So these are so-called the opportunities. We see young entrepreneurs can take the opportunity and focus on the customer journey, focus on the opportunity they can become the next big brand.
So that's all from me this week. There's lots going on in tech in this part of the world, so if you're interested in reading more about that, go on to scmp.com/tech, where we are publishing tech content, tech stories, awesome features, almost daily. If you want to find me on Twitter, my handle is @zensu, that's @ZENSOO. Finally, if you enjoy our podcast, please do rate us accordingly on iTunes. We are also on Spotify and Stitcher. I'll see you next week. Bye!
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.